about FERC, which is kind of like what you're seeing. Mm-hmm. And then, based on your review and how you, again, special use property, these are tough questions. What sort of percentage reduction would you apply because of the FERC? And the thing that's really challenging is, you know, there is an argument to be made that the property is worth nothing. We're not trying to do that. So it's kind of hard to say, like, what is the FERC reduction? What does that equal? And to the extent the property isn't subject to any, it's not in the boundary, we just wouldn't have that FERC reduction on that part. Does that make sense to you? I mean, we're kind of brainstorming this.
Well, and speaking out loud, it's not worth anything. Why are you keeping it? You're saying I'm not making that argument, but why do you have it?
They have to. It's part of the project.
They're required to because it was bought all these years ago.
It's part of the
and it's within the.
We have to have permission from FERC to remove any land from project boundary.
Okay, and do you foresee a use for some of this that you can? In other words, why haven't? I mean, it just seemed like if it's this much of a headache. Or what value does it have to you? I mean, I don't.
Water. Water is the value because that's where they.
Well, I understand with the floodplain down underneath, but there's some of these other properties I'm not exactly. I mean, you've got to have the floodplain, I get
we're
it.
We're still new as Liberty, but Empire Legacy, it was just never an issue that was brought up.
And I would say is if the property ever, if they ever divested of some of these parcels, the property gets reassessed every 2 years. And
sure.
If that happens, then the ownership changes, and that's a whole different question. But we're looking at the value as of 1/1/23.
I mean, and I don't know whether or not those FERC restrictions flow with the property. I mean, if they sell
it. Once it's out of the boundary, and if it does get sold or released,
so basically,
it could be treated like any other park.
So two questions.
They would have to redraw. First of all, they're going to have to approve a sale. Then they're going to have to redraw your map to take it out of your project boundary. Mm-hmm. Right? Those are two hurdles that ain't going to happen.
I was just curious.
Yeah. So some of the, what I've read through the FERC, and, you know, I'd love to get more time and more expert on it, but it can't, whatever they sell, it can't be more than 5 acres.
That we can do on our own.
Yeah, on one project. They can't sell more than 5 acres. I understood it. It said that those restrictions run with the land, that it has to be used for scenic, recreational.
As long as it stays within the project. If it comes out of the project boundary,
then it's
okay.
So there's two questions really. Is in order for them to sell the property, they would have to probably first change the FERC boundary, go to FERC and say we want to take the property out of the FERC. That would be one option,
If it is, and we're still the owner, then that changes the whole assessment and everything.
If it's within the boundary and they want to sell it or lease it or whatever, then depending on the amount, they have to get FERC approval to do that. Which is why in 100 years it hasn't been done because it's just not commercially feasible to do that. So what do they do?
But overall, FERC decides what is public use.
It's like the Branson Landing's the biggest and best example we've got is the process that all went through on that with the developer and all the drawings and everything went up to the commission. All the questions were answered and then there was a vote and they gave us approval to proceed with the project.
Which was more of you guys going along with it. It wasn't something that the Empire was.
No, we didn't push it, but we did not. We certainly didn't oppose it for the economic benefit and everything of the county and area. It was a good project.
As long as it didn't interfere with your.
That's what the purpose was. Is they determined that no, it would not interfere with the actual operation of the project, and they could grant it.
Okay. I think those are all the questions I have right now, but I don't know about anybody else. Anybody else got any questions right now?
No.
Okay. I'm going to vote that we table this matter until the afternoon of the 26th for the Empire to provide us some more information and obviously a copy to the assessor. And we'll see if we can make a decision at that time. And certainly, Matt, if you want us to call you That's what we'll do, or whoever you want to have.
How should we, given?
Let's see where you are. I mean, I guess what I'm saying is before we put the time of the that we would do this and who you want to have where or whatever, we can probably connect, or we can probably figure out how to connect a number of people if you need to, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could set up a video conference type of situation where you could dial in, video in, whatever.
Sure.
That won't be a problem. I guess my question is how should I communicate with the board between now and then?
What do you?
I mean, I can. Is there like, should I get everybody's email address and we have a group email?
We could potentially do that, but I think probably you want to just have the circuit.
Go to Stephanie.
Yeah. And at the clerk's office, and then she can disseminate information that we need to know or whatever, or contact us. That's probably it.
Do you have a card in this chat?
So you made a motion.
A motion to table, and I would like to do it. I'd put it on the 26th in the afternoon right now because all three of us will be here.
Okay, and I'm going to second before we vote, though, for discussion. Can we also have the assessor provide us the information of where you found the 600 to 650 valuation on flood?
Yeah,
if we could have that as evidence as well?
Counties to give you some examples.
Perfect.
Well, and I'm hoping that you also will have some time to go through whatever their proposed values are and see where you may agree or disagree. So, you know, I'd like to get it narrowed down or necked down as much as we can. Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone, thank you for coming. We've been interesting. My grandfather actually was commissioned by the government to go around to the locals and buy up the land for when the dam would be put in and fill it. Yeah, so
you can go to the recorder's office. We've got our two black books up there, all the parcels. Read some of those deeds and how they were written.
Well, most of them, you know.
Up the holler.
Yeah.
I guarantee you some of those trees aren't there.
Yeah, and he would cross creeks that looked like they were a foot deep and they were 8 foot deep and get his army jeep bogged down.
Oh. Matt, would you like these back that you provided?
But my dad used, as a kid, used to go with him to go do that. People were very reluctant to see anybody from the government in the backwoods of their property until they figured out that the money they were being offered was way more than they would ever get. So
I'm reluctant to see the government
the
back of my property.
Yep. Well, back then, yeah, back in the hills, it was quite the experience, I'm sure. But they, the smart ones bought above the floodplain, I guess, and the other ones didn't. So,
no, interesting history. It's been interesting from our standpoint. I've been coming down here and fishing Lake Tanacomo and Table Rock for my family for a long time, but I didn't know all the history of the power site dam and all that stuff. And it's been interesting to learn about it. Yeah.
Well, in those 1912 deeds, have you ever seen one?
Yeah.
They're beautiful, aren't they? The handwriting.
The handwriting's unbelievable.
I know it affects my property.
So. Yeah.
Thank you all for your time.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mine are both surgically repaired.
I haven't reached that yet, but I need it before I retire, I guess.
So the next one's not till 4 o'clock.
Hey, take care.
Take care.
Very interesting. Yes, thank you.
I heard you're a big Mizzou Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Measure
Doc Chapin.
For specializing.
Chapin.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if I would specialize in, but
Yeah. Over 55 years.
Yeah.
So we go every year, and we've been going to the away game ever since we joined the SEC to try to hit all the venues before he, you know, he can't go anymore. But he, we've been going.
Yeah.
He's got to be.
Yeah. Good luck with all this, Matt.
I think he's a year younger. I think he's 80 or 80 or 81.
Now, do you control the downtown office at all?
Maybe he might be 80. I think he's around that time. But he started going when he, I think, it dated back to high school or right at the beginning of college. But he has, weddings have been.
I contacted him when he was 21.
Okay.
There's a statute that says they're supposed
all right.
to give
Hold
the
on.
Assessor.
Well, let's just stay on.
Like a reporter or
yeah,
whatever.
That's fine. Anyway, everybody in the county knows, or whoever's listening knows, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Good, the legal
department. Very good. Thanks, like, sir.
Take care.
It's a statute. You have to tell me. You don't have to tell me people's names.
Well, because
obviously
thank you.
I can tell from the person who owns it. But I need that information.
Yeah.
Because when people build a house, we're an occupancy county.
All right, we've got BOE.
Did you guys say when you're a lawyer, a banker, and
a realtor?
You're the lawyer.
A realtor, yeah, banker.
Banker. Banker.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'd appreciate it because I'm, you know, White River is very happy to apply, but why Empire Liberty doesn't, you know, don't call us, we'll call you. That's not the way it works in the statute. So.
Okay.
They are very happy to have shoved this on us.
They appoint.
That's great. Yeah. And it's been that way for about the last 4 years. About that.
Good person. Good luck.
Oh, is it?
Thank you.
Okay.
The county's website says there's a section on it that talks about who the word people list is and describes a different scenario.
Interesting.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. Well, they appoint, so.
Yeah.
They just appoint. I think, my fifth year I was calculating. This is Jerry's first year, and Greg's been a couple, third year, I guess.
Yeah.
Third year on it, so it rotates a little bit.
So your name sounds really good. Are you a Mizzou Law School guy?
I am.
So am I.
Yeah.
What year?
I was clear back in 90. Okay. Probably in vain.
No. There's a plaque about him on the wall.
His dad used to be the mayor here.
He was mayor. No, I mean, I've got some law school friends up there, but we're on the record right now, so I won't go too far into it. But I've got some people. Yeah.
So I'm from Jefferson City. So
gotcha.
I've been in Jefferson City almost for 20 years. And my uncle was the mayor of Jefferson City, so some similarities there.
Oh, okay.
Politics and that.
All right, we'll look forward to hearing from you again. Unfortunately, we got more to get through this afternoon.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Okay,
thank
take
you.
Care.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Well, there's a lot on the dock.
Okay. We have BOE. We tabled the one from this morning on 373, that was the Price Chopper, and we said we would call them back this afternoon.
Yes. And then we have the one that we need with the three properties that was in this morning that we also need to call back. The
okay.
lady that appeared.
Right. Let me call the Price Chopper people back here real quick. I think some of the other ones that have are supposed to be in person, too. Green. Yes, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. We're calling regarding an appeal on the Price Chopper here in Branson. We called this.
Hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.